It's been 6 weeks since Governor Brown declared a drought emergency across California. And despite recent rainfall, precipitation in Los Angeles is still drastically low, with electronic signs on the freeways urging drivers to help save water at home. Stephanie Case tells how one green savvy organization is taking the lead in the conservation effort.
Water is something most Californians take for granted. Gina Garcia is a program director at Sustainable Works, a Santa Monica environmental organization that knows the value of every drop of H2O.
We don't have to take jugs and walk miles to get our water. We walk to the tap, we turn it on, we expect clean water. And, you know, if we don't get any rain this fall, it's going to be pretty scary what's going to happen here.
Precipitation in LA is at a shocking low. 2013 was the driest year ever recorded in California history. Governor Brown recently urged the state to cut its water use by 20%. But for the average homeowner, cutting back is easier said than done.
I think most people are aware about it, thinking about it, but the question is, are they doing anything about it? People think that it's the environmentalist's job to help save the planet. Well, it's everybody's job because we all live here.
Some residents are in a green state of mind. Take Jesse Martinez.
I always think about, you know, what could I do with this water instead of just throwing it down the sink, you know? And I feel guilty sometimes when I do that because I'm thinking I could have used that for something.
Others, like Carolyn Full of Love, were less concerned.
We just ran water, put the water hose on the grass, just let it run.
That is, until she realized just how much she was paying for wasted water.
I got a bill for $266, so I figured we needed to cut it down a lot. So that's why we started doing it.
With Sustainable Works, Garcia teaches free community classes about how to go green and save money in the process. A big focus is water and how much is being used every day in ways you might not realize.
Do you know how many gallons of water it takes to produce a pound of beef? It's about over 2,400 gallons, and most people don't even realize that. That's about 6 months of showering, or so you could stop showering for 6 months, or you could just stop eating just 1 pound of beef.
She says it's all about changing your daily habits.
Any leftover water in a water bottle that my kids have used for soccer or whatever that's kind of stale goes into watering the plants.
Lots of small acts can make a difference, like turning off the faucet, using a low flush toilet. Water saving showers should be 5 to 7 minutes, but any time you cut down on is positive.
I taught a workshop and a woman told me her shower was an hour and a half. Everyone was shocked. And she came back the next week and said, I just want to tell you that my showers are 45 minutes. And everyone in the class was still shocked, but I looked at it and I thought, she cut her water use in half. Imagine if the other million people in Los Angeles who are taking hour showers or even 45-minute showers could cut it in half. I think it could have a huge impact.
Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.